The Office of Management and Budget is working on the first major rewrite of federal grant-making and oversight policies in more than a decade. OMB is releasing proposed guidance created from more than 350 comments it received since March. Federal News Radio's Jason Miller here with details now on how OMB wants to reshape the way the agencies award $600 billion in grants every year. And I guess, Jason, the first thing that I noticed about your report is I don't think I knew the number was that high. It competes with the amount of contracting that agencies do.
Oh, and that's why they're looking at this so closely. I mean, $600 billion, people forget about how much money goes through the grant-making process. It is. It's more than the acquisition process, which is roughly about $520 billion.
So what exactly is OMB going to state in this proposed guidance?
Well, the proposed guidance, which you can find right there on federalnewsradio.com, we have a big link to it, is the goal is really to streamline and simplify the grant regulations and oversight for agencies and recipients. Now, for agencies, it mainly focuses on oversight areas. You know, how are you overseeing the grant-making process? But there are some significant changes to how grants are awarded, too. And again, we have a link to that 38-page proposed guidance right there on federalnewsradio.com. So let me focus on the auditing changes, because obviously the goal with any time you audit is to eliminate waste, fraud, and abuse. Now, the proposal would do several things. It would streamline language from 8 existing OMB circulars into one document, also eliminating duplicative or almost duplicative language in order to clarify where policy is different across all types of entities and where it's not, meaning a grant for education versus a grant for medical research. Those have different rules around them. Now, as far as auditing goes, it's going to do a couple things. It's going to raise the requirements for what they call a single audit to $750,000 from $500,000. So obviously they're going 25% higher to allow agencies to focus on audit follow-up and the resources on higher-risk entities, meaning people or entities that are getting more money from the government. OMB also would provide administrative, what they call burden relief, for roughly nearly 5,000 non-federal entities by moving to $750,000, while still maintaining coverage of about 99% of all funds that fall under this area. Now, agencies would also have a new method to determine which grantees are considered high risk. Now, OMB states in the document that they'll only be considered high risk if, and I'm quoting here, when the most recent period the program failed to receive an unqualified opinion, had material weaknesses in its internal controls, or had questioned costs exceeding 5% of the program's expenditures. Now, they go into detail about all what this means, but question costs is allowable costs versus unallowable costs. The change also puts the focus on risk determination by the agency to decide, okay, which program really is more risky and which isn't. So I think those are some of the major changes around focusing on auditing and waste, fraud, and abuse.
Now, you're writing on federalnewsradio.com in a story that will be posted later this afternoon, some of the reasons that OMB is giving for why they think some changes are necessary in the grant-making process. How did they come up with the changes that they're proposing here?
I think there's two reasons why they decided to go down this path. The first is $600 billion. You know, you said it at the outset, wow, I didn't realize it was so high. But the second thing is I think the laws and the regulations have been implemented inconsistently over the last 20, 30 years, and the chief financial officers in OMB really saw an opportunity really to bring it all together. This whole process really started back in the Bush administration with the grants.gov effort and the grant lines of business effort. But I think with the Recovery Act, when the Obama administration came in and the Congress passed the Recovery Act, that really showed the need for better grant management. So what did OMB do, basically? They basically brought together a bunch of different people, and they found that they took several steps over the past year, including working with the Office of Science and Technology Policy to convene meetings with federal and private sector experts to say, okay, what are the potential reform areas? What are some of the things we can do now? And then in March 2012, OMB published a set of proposals and asked for comments on them. And this proposed guidance is the outcome of those meetings and all the comments they received, 350 in all.
All right. So what is the next step? How does this progress?
So comments are due on the proposed guidance by May 2nd. So agencies and interested stakeholders have plenty of time to comment on them. And then there's actually a webinar on February 8th at 11 a.m. to really delve deep into the proposed guidance. So from there, it goes through the usual interagency process. It goes through, you know, they're going to review the comments. They're going to say, okay, well, this is where we got it right. This is where it needs to be changed. And you'll see eventually a final guidance, in my estimation, probably in about a year from now.
All right. More, as I mentioned, on federalnewsradio.com.
Of course, but of course, and more tomorrow morning with Tom and Emily on the Federal Drive.
All right. Thank you very much, Federal News Radio Executive Editor Jason Milner.